It's Tuesday, the 24th of February, and it's time to get your gaming grin on with the Game Grin Grincast. Here to talk about games are Aaron.
Damn, at 20% sass.
Goz. I'll edit in one of his no's. And Jackman.
Hello. I just heard Goz in the background and it made me laugh.
Well, he was late, so we're starting without him. In today's streamcast, we are playing the demo for Demon Tides because it's the Steam Next Fest. If, unlike me, you haven't received 66 emails in a 13-hour span about Steam Next Fest and nothing else. So many emails. There's a lot of good demos out there. I am sure I'm not going to get to play them, but you, dear listener, should be playing these games, especially any by an indie developer, because they've taken time out to create a demo for you to play, so why not give it a go?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well said, Ace.
Yeah, go to Steam and use the tag system to find the stuff that you like. It's a really good way to find something that's up your alley.
It is. And if you're interested to see a few choice selections, keep an eye on the stream. Game Grin, www.twitch.tv/GameGrin, where we'll be streaming some games at some point.
And go to GameGrin.com, where we never advertise that we have a Twitch.
Totally.
You can find a link to the Twitch. Anyway, Demon Tides, this is a sequel to Demon Turf by a studio called Fabraz, who also worked on Slime San. And the reason I chose this one is because it's you don't have to have played Demon Turf to get into it. It's a 3D platformer, and it has leaderboards and speedrunning and stuff in the demo. So I figured we can go against each other, try and beat each other in the leaderboard during the stream and podcast.
Ace, why isn't it called Demon Surf?
Probably because they wanted to have the DT that they had Demon Turf.
Even though surf and turf is surf and also turf?
Turf and tides.
That's fire. That's fine.
Turpentine?
Demon Turpentine. Let's play.
Let's play.
Push the button.
For once, we're actually playing with a tutorial.
Okay, we're arriving at Ragnar's Rock.
Excellent.
Name. Yup.
Yep.
Lucy and Beebs. That's a kappa.
You can't call people that, Jack.
My character just phased through the railing.
Yep. I'm pretty sure she was not leaning on the railing. She was the other side of it anyway.
Yeah, she was on the outside of the railing. Oh, that is a lot of bubbles.
Oh no, a Monster Hunter Wilds world fantasy is happening.
We're going to crash.
Why did I explode?
Exclamation mark!
There's your Team 4-star reference. Oh, I like her design.
Yeah. As someone with lots of freckles, I like seeing freckles.
Yeah, but it's a female protagonist, so the game's woke.
Oh, true. Yes, of course.
Turns into a bat.
Well, even more woke.
Maybe it's not a bat. What is it? No idea.
It's a little tentacle.
Oh, no. Stepbrother, help me.
No, it's a fork towner.
Okay, the good news is you can swim.
Except even in like the weird pink stuff?
No. Some of it you can't swim in. I take it back. I've died already. This is a good stream.
That was a death sound. There's something very kinetic about the movement. I like it. Oh, we've got the Super Mario double jump, triple jump thing. Fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and you can backflip.
How do you triple jump?
You keep jumping.
You jump again when you land. It does a double jump. You don't jump again. It does a triple.
Also, you can get a lot of speed when you air dash, and then when you hit the floor, you jump again.
Oh dear, DK just said lol.
Lethal goo. Watch out, that goo below is lethal.
Pull out when you find them, and I'll phase them out of here. Kidok.
Make me.
Alright, Pog, talk to you later. Jesus Christ. This game makes me feel old.
Oh god, I turn into a salamander like Tom Paris.
First member of the DK crew.
How do you air dash?
Just dash while in the air.
You can dash?
Yeah, right trigger.
Oh.
Yeah, the tutorial didn't tell me about that, so. Oh, I can
see. I'll tell you in a minute.
Oh god, this sassy sit. Animation, it's like Aaron.
How do you know how I sit?
I can just tell by hearing your voice.
Is that the captain? Hello?
Oh, you can do graffiti.
That's illegal.
So if I press jump when I land, will I jump higher automatically?
Yes. If you time it right, you'll do a triple jump.
Oh, so each time I jump, each time I bounce, I jump higher.
Yes, and it culminates in a frontward flip thing, which is the best you get.
Okay,
I don't like doing things. When you're in drill mode, you can drill down. It's weird.
The art style in this is just absolutely gorgeous.
Indeed.
Great. Very nice. The animation is also quite good. I am enjoying running around.
Yeah, the movement is very, like I said, very kinetic. That's a word, right? Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh. Here's the word I'd use.
There's a camera mode.
Okay, now
the take a selfie.
Flashing up.
Oh, hey, look, a hug.
So weird. Ace, say something.
I don't want to say anything, because every time I say something, that means I'm speaking.
Okay, wow, the super jump is very fun.
Wow, I suck.
Yeah, the same thing happens.
If you zoom towards a ladder, you go straight up it really quickly. That was great. Okay, you can place a checkpoint wherever you want. That's good.
That is pretty cool.
Oh, frick. I massively overshot that jump.
I like that every time you save a friend, they're slowly dragged down to the depths and we laugh.
Well, I'd laugh too.
True. Oh man, the jumping is so fun.
I just like how much animation she has when she's jumping around. It's not just the same thing over and over.
Mm-hmm. Also, I clipped through the floor somehow. I'm not sure I did that. Except pure skill. Okay, cool. Ball running.
Damp stingy. Very fun. You broke the game, Jack? Oh no.
I drilled through a floor at some point.
Oh no.
How? Capernaum Captain.
This is very charming so far, from the dialogue to the visuals to the gameplay. It's very nice.
It is very charming. I'm guessing Beebs is short for Beelzebub, though.
That would make sense. That's such a cute nickname.
Well, yes, speed! Make form.
Okay, so you finish the tutorial section and it ends with a previously on Demon Turf.
Okay, and there's a Sonic mode as well. Interesting. Ow.
A Sonic mod?
You'll see it.
There's the boost. So what's with this fire thing? Will I take damage if I land on it?
Yes. You take damage from fire.
Dang it.
Wait, how are you so far ahead, Ace? That's cheating.
Oh, Lucy is the name of one of the characters. Probably yep. Short for Lucifer.
Oh, why ever would you suggest that?
Because she's a demon.
Aaron is very good at finding unintended shortcuts. And Gauze is good.
And yet I'm probably like the furthest back at this point. Ooh, rails. Ooh, you can reverse track on them. That's fun. Oh, frick. Oh, snake. You can be a snake.
You can indeed.
There are no mushrooms.
Snake. Oh, it's a snake. Oh, I just got stuck between this here. That's fun. How far can you go as just a snake?
So if you... I don't know. I accidentally discovered that if you tap one direction and then the opposite and press jump, you do like a far jump.
Nice.
That's another Mario move.
It is.
Which, fair enough. If you're going to copy, why not?
I do quite love the backflips. I've been doing them accidentally now and again.
Oh, there's the side flip as well. That's wonderful. Item tracker.
I'm at the recap.
I don't.
Orphaned demon. Yes, kick the demon king's butt. Do it.
Remember to put down your checkpoints.
Okay. Do you have to do them in specific places, or can you just put them anywhere?
Anywhere. Lord, not permitted in the thing. Okay.
I do always love the trope of someone reading an important document and just going blah, 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 and just skipping over important bits.
You're right, there is Sonic mode.
Okay.
I love that these were actual pictures that they were bringing out.
Oh, cool. You can do YouTube reaction selfies.
Yeah. You can also dash while climbing, and the animation is a bit janky, but cute.
Good.
Yeah, Mama Snake.
Snake.
Actually, the recap made me realize that I think I heard about the previous game in this series. Was the gameplay similar? And that? Or?
I believe so, yeah.
That's unfortunate.
I think there's been three of these now with this game. The first one was like this. The second one wasn't. I need to look it up now.
Yeah, back when I used to use Twitter more, I made my feed just full of indie stuff, and I remember seeing this.
Okay, so yes, it was kind of like this. It was Demon Turf Neon Splash, and it's it came out in 2022. The first one came out in 2021. The art style seems it doesn't seem as smooth as this one, but that's to be expected. It's been 4 years. The team have clearly learned some stuff.
You like it?
I know this is a Beebs' guns.
Guns, you say?
Like, oh, arms have muscle definition.
Oh. I wanted actual guns.
Yes. There are biceps there. And triceps. Goodness, there are a lot of advanced moves.
Yeah. Might have broken the game again.
I just went through the door, through the wall.
Well, yeah, Aaron's good at finding shortcuts.
I did not mean to go through it, and it means that I had to, like... okay, so you can't... Okay, I've learned definitively you cannot wall run while a bat.
Oh, we have a slow down shot. Slow-mo pan to everyone screaming shot, yay! Wait, am I done? I'm done! Oh no!
God dang it. I just want to jump through this. Let me jump. Let me wall run. Let me do it.
Can I unfurl rope now? They're all with talismans.
Oh, come on. How do I place a graffiti and have it be saved?
I think upload is not working.
I don't want to upload. I just want it to stay on the wall.
True. Oh, it's not over yet. Cool.
Okay. Up here. Oh, that's just a way to get back here. I am a dummy. All right. Let's see. So we've been there.
Why does Midgey sound so moist?
I haven't been over there yet.
Okay, the vessel they create definitely looks seaworthy.
Very.
Boost attack enemies.
Oh, that's a map.
So bouncing on a bounce pad also turns you back into more of a humanoid. Interesting. Ooh, Rick. Oh, that's okay. We can go back.
Don't forget your advanced moves, Graffiti says.
Oh, okay. So if you do a dash while you're in a bat form, you go down? Interesting.
And if you do a dash while you're spinning, you do straight down.
Oh, that's what happened. That's what it is. Okay. Oh.
There's yeah, the cosmetic upgrade things you can get as well. Or changes, I suppose. That's nice. Hang on a minute. There we go. Oh, look at those dance moves. I actually rigged a whole dance routine. I'm impressed.
Oh. A flag. What do I use this? What's this flag for?
I have the default expression for a selfie. Like, do they want this?
Yes, you do. I guess.
I like the dazed expression. The angry one, too.
Going into maximum overdrive. Snake form truly is the only way to travel.
No, I'm moving so fast that my item finding arrow is staying behind.
Oh, yeah, that happened to me as well.
I bounced off the thing and fell.
Hello, seagulls. Hello, random person.
Badger, 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 mushroom, mushroom. Badger, 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 mushroom, mushroom. Ow. I got smacked.
Oh, I'm guessing in the final game, you can see other people's graffiti and give them thumbs-zes.
Yeah, like Dark Souls.
Do you prefer thumbs or fingers?
Thumbs or fingers, Aaron.
Thumbs or the other fingers?
Is this a mutually exclusive thing?
Yes.
I'd have the other fingers in.
Okay.
Who needs opposable thumbs?
I'm thinking to add a question of the day feature to the stream where you can... I don't know, it either appears on the screen or you can type a command to make it appear, because Aaron would come up with the most outlandish questions.
After that ominous laugh, I vote against.
As the boss, I say, do it.
As the no way in charge of anything, I say, hello.
Hi there. What is the etymological relationship between sassafras and sarsaparilla?
I don't know what these things are. It sounds violently American. I smacked into a thing and it almost threw me off a tower. I am not amused. Boing.
Oh, I see. I missed this.
How about, what is, like, the best and most consistent animal form to transform into across games? Here we have, like, a bat and a snake, but there's plenty of other common forms that people have put in their games.
What do you mean with, what do you mean consistent?
Like, if you see this form in a game, you know it's gonna be good. Like, that form. Like, you're not, like, confused as to how it's going to work. You're not confused as to, you're not worried that it might not, that form might not play well. Like, the forms that you like using consistently across different games. Maybe that was not a good question. Maybe that,
it was a good question. I was just confused. I forgot to put down a thing and now I screwed up.
I'd say that certainly the most common will be some kind of a bird, because we as humans don't fly and flying is useful.
Yeah.
That's your Fred Heights.
I've obtained a talisman. Spin lifts you up temporarily while airborne.
Get a talisman.
Is it bloody fifth edition?
From a chest.
Ace has been playing this all week just to get good.
Pretty sure the demo came out this morning.
But you've got secret video game item now.
Yeah, you got like you're the head of Gamegrin. That means everyone sends you the games weeks in advance, right?
I love the slow motion scream where everyone's voice sounds deep.
It is fantastic. It's classic.
Out of all my friends, I am ranked number one in the Radio Towers FM.
Wow. Thing. For yeah. Now?
No, forever. Because we're ending the stream.
Oh, dang!
I barely got through the tutorial.
Well, like I said, if one of the reasons I wanted to do this is because I had a leaderboard and I wanted us to be pit against one another, so yeah, fastest one to do Radio Towers FM wins the podcast.
Alright, where is Radio Towers FM?
It's the very first thing you have to do after you get off the boat.
I see.
Beebs says, I want to check out those Radio Tower towers over there.
That makes sense.
I think I made a mistake. I did. And grass is green and pain hurts. Where am I going? Why am I doing this? Okay, I made another mistake. I do like music, though it is a bit repetitive. It works because I haven't noticed it.
I was about to say I hadn't even noticed the music. It does the job.
You know what I mean? That's what good background music is. Is you're happy with it, but you don't notice it overly much. Supposed to enhance the experience, not dominate it. Oh no, I'm going to lose. Need to get 20 rings. Need to be Sirenic. No, this is more Ratchet and Clank, I suppose. Oh, no.
I did say that I'm number one out of my friends list, but I am 145th in the overall leaderboard.
Let's see how this works. I'm 612. Oh, that hurts. Oh, my feelings. You were half as fast as I was. Half faster than I was. Ace.
Another way of phrasing that is you took twice as long.
There we go. Radio towers.
No. I'm going to challenge your ghost mode. Let's see. Right. Where's Astifer? Oh, I don't think I can see you. Just a shame.
Hmm. Graffiti.
Well, the record is 32 seconds.
You can see that.
Ah, crap.
Okay, you can retry a run. That's nice. There's lots of speedrunner-friendly stuff, which is always nice to see. Especially because, well, like we've said so many times now, it's very reminiscent of, at least in movement, of well, like Super Mario Odyssey. I said it weird so that the lawyers don't kick our asses.
I don't think Nintendo's lawyers will come after us just for saying the names of their games.
Mario.
We never know.
Mario.
I did name check Luigi earlier. Good news, Jackman. You are no longer the lowest on the leaderboard.
How dare you?
Not sure that's good or not, but yeah.
How dare you make fun of me?
Don't worry, I can take
I'm
even longer.
I'm stating a fact. I'm not making fun of anyone. I'm stating a fact. You were 1 second longer than Jackman.
1 second?
1 second.
How do you do a stage again?
You go to the leaderboard and you can redo a run.
The UI is confusing me.
It is a bit confusing.
I turned on the radio.
Now go through the rings on the way down. What's everyone's initial impressions?
I very much like it.
I like it, but also I am kind of having some difficulties with it. It keeps slowing down on me.
There is a bit of slowdown, yeah, but, I mean, we've said it multiple times, it's got the movement of Mario, it's got fun abilities.
Yeah.
The game world is surprisingly pretty and fun to explore.
The characters are really expressive, well, the ones with faces, anyway.
I kind of want DK to be deleted from the game, but that's just me.
Because it's poggers, man.
He's very much people sad. I don't speak Twitch, I'm sorry.
Would we play it again or recommend it to a friend? I'd keep playing this. I'd like to play the full game when it comes out.
Agreed. This is definitely something to keep an eye on. There's a lot of potential to be a very, very good game and something for the speedrunning community.
I do find it very frustrating how long it takes to get back up to where I should just make a checkpoint.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Much luck, I.
And then I could just die and reset from there.
That is an interesting aspect of the game, the whole checkpoint thing. It's ingenious, but also because I've got the memory of a goldfish, I can't remember to actually do it, and then I regret.
I can't think of any other game that lets you place your own checkpoints wherever you want.
Ori and the Blind and the Whispering Forest? What's the name? Ori and the Blind Forest.
Blind Forest.
I've managed to get all 50 of the items, at least.
Did you just say items with an emphasis on the I?
That's what they're called. Items. They're items shaped like eyes. God. Okay, I'm just gonna die. How do I die?
You don't. Is it, press upward on your numpad to use the checkpoint.
I think it's hold up, yeah.
Okay, very cool.
I've learned things.
Thank you.
I feel the snake mode should be called, like, eel mode or fish mode, because it's more fishy than it is snaky.
Snake.
But then again, what do I know about fish?
Many things.
At least one thing. I would like to see a professional speedrunner get their hands on this. Just to see all the crazy things they wind up doing. I've watched a few Mario Odyssey runs, and it's always flabbergasting.
Alright. Rings. Trying to get the rings. I did it, finally.
Congrats.
It is a little bit annoying that I keep accidentally looking at graffiti instead of actually opening chests.
That, and sometimes it says look at graffiti while you're doing something else, like opening a chest or looking at the leaderboard. Also, I do enjoy that Ace has been looking at the leaderboards and waiting for someone to beat him.
Alright, 100% of the area.
That about does it for this episode, so thank you for joining me, Aaron, Gores, and Jackman.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening and subscribing to the Greencast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast in Pal's Anime Lounge. Of course, check out our writings on GameGreen.com. And until next time, game on.